Welcome to Hidden Gems here on MyFM. Right now I am here with Michael Bax, who is the superintendent at the Rock Glen Conservation Area. How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you, Kyla?
I'm well, thank you. So good. Can you tell us a history of Rock Glen?
The one thing that I like about the area is from being in the area, I've been talking to many people and they've kind of informed me what's going on. And one of the things I found really neat was that settlers back in the 1800s, kind of mid-1800s, they put grist mills up near Rock Glen. And one of the mills actually was placed on, or many of them were placed on the Rock Glen area. And one of them is actually one of the platforms that we use for the stairs to go down to the falls. So people can still see that foundation from that one grist mill. But also too, in learning about the history of the area, if you take one of our trails down to the Isabel River, you can actually see remnants of an old hydro dam that used to power Arcona. So that's a couple of things that we have there. But also too, we have a great area to find many of the area's fossils.
Can you tell us where Rock Glen is located?
We're just on the outskirts of Arcona. We are at 8680 Rock Glen Road. If anybody's been in the area before, we're right across from the Rock Glen Family Resort Campground.
And can you tell us, you know, what does this area have to offer?
Besides our main attraction, which is our 10.7 meter waterfall, a lot of people come to Rock Glen to use our recreational trails, which have boardwalks and lookouts that they can see right down to the ravine. But also there's many picnic tables throughout our grassed areas in the park. We have a couple playgrounds that people utilize. We also have two picnic pavilions, which can be rented for groups, such as family reunions, weddings, company outings. And we also provide a service to people. We also have some educators that are more than willing to come out and help you learn about the environment, learn about what we do at the Isabel Bayfield Conservation Authority.
And how long are the trails there?
We have approximately 1.5 kilometers worth of trails. Roughly half of them are accessible trails, but there are some trails that will actually lead you down to the gorge, which takes you out to the river. So there's many stairs in those areas, but there are many of these trails that you can walk by foot that are fairly level that you can utilize.
And what makes the Arcona Lions Museum so special to this area?
Well, we are very proud to be partners with the Arcona Lions Club. They've been a great help on maintaining the museum. They're actually the inspiration of how this museum came to be. One of the gentlemen from the area, Ted Baxter, his collection of fossils are in this museum. He was the one that basically started it all and promoted collecting fossils. So we're proud that we can offer this to the community, to the people from around the world to come and see. But also, it also helps our educational people have a place where we can teach others about not only fossils, but the Conservation Authority's mission.
And we know that Rock Glen is a fossil gold mine. So can you tell us more about the fossils?
Sure. We have basically 3 or 4 fossils that you can find at the area. In the area that are very common. Most of the fossils, or pretty much all of the fossils, are from the Devonian era, which are about 350 million years ago. The one that's the most popular, the one that people find the most, is the brachiopods, which are what the kids call butterfly shells. So they look like butterflies, but they find those quite often. We also find horn corals and crinoid stems. But if you're really lucky, you'll find a fossil that's called a trilobite. That's probably one of the rarest ones to find in our area when people are looking. But when you find one, it's a great excitement for us all, because I usually get people coming up to me showing them because they're so proud of what they have found.
And what time of year can people come and visit?
We're actually open year round. Although we're not maintained in the wintertime, the trails are still open to the public. So they're more than welcome to come and utilize the conservation area. All we ask is just to make sure that they pay their admission, which is $4 a person, and children 5 and under are free.
And is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, a couple of things. One of the things is, like I say, in our education program at the Isabel Bayfield Conservation Area, they do a wonderful job. They run some summer camps during the year, but also they provide educational opportunities for many people. So if anybody is interested in one of those programs, they can contact us through the Gatehouse or our office in Exeter, or even take a look on our website. But the other thing I wanted to mention as well too is the conservation area is owned and managed by the Asabo Bayfield Conservation Authority. And as such, we contribute towards forest and wetland cover. So this not only benefits the environmental conditions of the watershed, but we also provide the opportunity for people to enjoy the outdoors.
Well, that is, I think, all we have. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of Hidden Features Day. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Kyla.